This was going great. Already she was begging to know my name. I gave her a bow wow. Wait, let me rephrase that. I gave her a bow, and wow, this was getting very interesting. I figured you'd get around to my name. Hank the Cowdog, ma'am, head of ranch security. You're on my ranch, and you have nothing to fear. You're my guest, and I'll do everything in my power to make sure that your stay is safe and comfortable.
Oh, thanks.
Think nothing of it. But now I must ask you a few questions. I leaned in her direction, dropped my voice to a raspy whisper, and wiggled my eyebrows. What's your name?
Saffron.
My goodness, I've known thousands of lady dogs, but I've never met one named... What was it again?
Saffron. Saffron.
Right. I've known Susie's and Sarah's and Sally's, but never a, what was it again?
Saffron!
There we go. What kind of name is that?
I have no idea.
I figured this might be a good time to inject a little humor, so I said, it doesn't mean lobster, does it? Yikes. Maybe that was the wrong thing to say. Her nostrils flared out.
Will you please stop talking about lobsters?
Okay, sorry. I was just... Look, you have to admit that it's an unusual name. She shrugged.
I'm from Austin. What do you expect? Well, it was nice meeting you.
I beg your pardon?
I thought you were leaving.
No, not at all, my lovely daffodil. This is your lucky day. I've got all the time in the world.
Oh, great.
I glanced over both shoulders. What would you think if I, leaped up into the pickup and sat beside you, huh? Her gaze drifted toward the horizon.
To be perfectly honest, I'm not sure what I would think.
But it might be pretty exciting, huh? Maybe we ought to give it a try. I went into the deep crouch position and sprang upward with a mighty burst of... Didn't quite make it over the tailgate, but I'm no quitter. I hooked my front paws over the top and shifted both back legs into scramble gear. Don't worry, I'll be there in just a second.
If you scratch my boss's pickup...
Here I come! It would have been better if I hadn't landed on top of her head. I knew that, but I went flying over the tailgate and... Well, there she was. Oops, sorry. Here, let me help you up. She pushed me away.
Oaf! You almost broke my neck!
She picked herself off the floor and staggered towards the front. The thought that I had caused her some pain touched my heart, and I rushed to her side. Here, let me...
Get off my tail!
Did I step on your tail?
Yes, you stepped on my tail!
Ma'am, I'm terribly sorry, but I was so concerned about your neck...
Get off my foot!
Me? I stepped on your foot? She backed herself into a corner and held up one paw.
Please, I'm fine. Don't try to help. Don't do anything. Just stay back.
She rolled her head around.